Before we start the episode, I wanted to announce that we are going to be doing our first webinar on brand positioning. When do you know it's time to evaluate your position? Join us on March 23rd at 1 p.m. Eastern, where we will take a look at what brand positioning is and introduce you to one of our tools, Position Curve, which helps you imagine and visualize your current position. And we'll be also discussing how you might reimagine your position going into the future. You can sign up at createwithroar.com/BPwebinar, or you can check out the show notes or any of our profiles on Facebook or LinkedIn. All right, here's the show. Hey everybody, this is Trey Bowden, principal and founder at Roar, a brand agency out of Atlanta, and your host of Valor, a 5-minute branding podcast. Today we're going to be starting a series on brand positioning. Brand positioning is a core part of any brand strategy. It is how you communicate your unique value to the people that you most frequently serve. Positioning is about being in the right place in the market. It's about your strategy for marketing and your strategy for branding coming together to advance your business goals. Effective positioning saves time, energy, money, and aligns efforts towards increasing your bottom line and also finding the right clients and getting them into your pipeline. So positioning is one of these things that are so valuable to an organization to get right. So in this series on brand positioning, we're going to be diving deep into what brand positioning is. When we lead brands to rewrite their positioning statements, we ask a series of questions. And those questions start with what, how, who, where, why, and when. The first two questions are what we're going to be discussing today. What do you do and how do you do it? So we have to start with that first question. What do you do? The beginning of a brand positioning statement, your what, is not your mission statement. Mission statements are used to align strategy, whereas position statements are used to communicate your uniqueness. What do you do uniquely for your clients or customers? You can try starting with the phrase as blank. So your business is the only dot, dot, dot. The next question is around how. How do you interact or relate to your customers? Most businesses engage their clients in predictable ways. Some use a foundational methodology or process. Others use a category of solutions. Defining your how helps to clarify the consistent experience customers can expect every time they interact with you. Your how is your method. It's your process. It is your product category or experience that you use to engage your customers. We work with branding coaches or executive coaches, and this is one of the ways that they can differentiate themselves in a really interesting way by branding their particular method on how they work with their clients. Having something that's sticky and easy to remember is a really critical way to communicate your how. If you are at a point in your business where you are seeing markets evolve, or your target audience needs to change, or maybe there's a new approach or era that you're facing, this is a moment to consider positioning. So we hope that you find this helpful. Again, my name is Trey. I am the principal and founder here at Roar, and it is my pleasure to be in your feed every single week. Share the show. We'd love to share out what we're doing here. And if we can be at all a service to you, go ahead and send us an email at trey@createwithroar.com or connect with us on LinkedIn. You can find me, Trey Bowden, TreyBoden, on that network. So thanks again. See you next week.